Have you ever frantically searched for your phone while talking on it? This common experience perfectly captures the essence of Mike Murdoch's The Law of Recognition. Everything you desperately need might already be in your possession. You simply haven't recognized it yet. This powerful principle operates whether we understand it or not. What remains unrecognized stays uncelebrated, and what goes uncelebrated eventually exits your life. Consider the biblical Pharisees who failed to recognize Jesus despite witnessing his miracles, or the American couple who sold their farm to search for diamonds, unaware their property contained America's second largest diamond reserve. The pattern repeats throughout history. Our blindness to what's directly before us costs us dearly. I've experienced this myself. For months, I interviewed dozens of candidates for a management position, finding no one suitable. Then came the revelation. My secretary already possessed every quality I sought. Similarly, I dreamed of waterfront property until a landscape architect showed me how my existing land could be transformed with ponds and fountains. The potential had been there all along. This law bridges spiritual wisdom with practical application. Like gravity, it functions whether we acknowledge it or not. The treasures you seek, success, purpose, relationships, financial breakthrough, might already exist in your life in seed form, waiting for your recognition to flourish. The voice that created the universe still speaks today. Jesus urged believers to hear what the Spirit saith, establishing a supernatural guidance system flowing from God to us. This divine communication warns of danger, guides relationships, and transforms finances. At a missionary conference during a difficult time, the Spirit prompted me to make a seemingly impossible $100 faith promise. Days later, I received unexpected gifts totaling $350, confirming the principle of sowing and reaping. The Spirit communicates through Scripture, ministers, conscience, and direct impression. Wisdom lies in consulting this voice before seeking family opinions or making major commitments. The Holy Spirit isn't an impersonal force, but a divine person who created us, authored Scripture, selected our gifts, and determined our assignments. Learning to recognize His voice may be life's most valuable skill. What problem were you born to solve? Your assignment on earth is to solve a specific problem for somebody and receive a reward. Eyes solve darkness by seeing. Ears solve silence by hearing. Mothers solve emotional problems. Dentists solve teeth problems. Teachers solve ignorance problems. When your assignment remains unrecognized, you create perhaps the greatest torment, purposelessness. Your assignment is always to a person or people group, as Paul understood when he wrote he was appointed a teacher of the Gentiles. To discover your assignment, notice what makes you cry. What grieves you deeply points to the problem you're qualified to heal. Moses wept over Israelite suffering before becoming their deliverer. Nehemiah wept over Jerusalem's broken walls before rebuilding them. Pay attention to what you love doing naturally. Your assignment is also geographical. Where you are matters as much as what you do. Every assignment has seasons of preparation, faces opposition, and comes with financial provision. Persistent lack often signals you need redirection. Would you rather learn through mistakes or mentors? While the Holy Spirit remains your ultimate guide, human mentors provide crucial wisdom through lived experience. An uncommon mentor transfers wisdom through relationship, as Moses did with Joshua. They spot weaknesses before painful consequences arise. Unlike friends who accept you as is, mentors love you too much to leave you unchanged. The productive protege invests fully to remain in their mentor's presence, as Ruth did with Naomi despite hardships. They follow counsel, share dreams, and discuss mistakes openly, seeking guidance during challenges rather than withdrawing. I've observed three ineffective types: passive ones who engage only when convenient, parasites who seek credibility without correction, and prodigals who leave when corrected. Truly productive protégés with servant hearts who consult mentors before major decisions remain rare. Satan opposes these relationships because he fears wisdom transfer. You cannot force learning. Third parties often destroy unity, and you cannot help those who doubt your qualifications. The greatest success quality is willingness to become. Recognizing an uncommon mentor creates breakthroughs solo achievement cannot match. You will reap what you sow, an unalterable principle in life's economy. Your seed is anything you give. Thoughts, love, time, patience, mercy, kindness, money, prayers, or thankfulness. Each becomes a supernatural tool for creating your future. No matter how little you have, you always possess something to sow. When you release what's in your hand, God releases what's in His. Each seed contains multiplication potential, especially when assigned a purpose. I experienced this when needing furnishings. After receiving a $5,000 royalty check, I felt prompted to plant three $1,000 seeds within 5 days. Though reluctant, I obeyed. Miracles followed. A rare car gift, a ministry van, and a $10,000 investment in my work. Within years, over $300,000 in royalties flowed into my life. When God speaks about a seed, He already sees the harvest. Harvests occur daily. Safety, health, shelter, family, food, employment, spiritual growth. Yet few recognize these provisions as the miracles they are. Success requires relationships. The law of agreement, two working together, is the most powerful force against opposition. Five essential relationships complete your purpose. Mentors who change you, protégés who challenge you, friends who comfort you, enemies who reward you, and golden connections who link you. Golden connections are divinely appointed people linking you to desired change. They may be temporary, require pursuit, occasionally discourage you, or face opposition. They might intimidate you or not recognize their significance in your journey. Though sometimes appearing insignificant, golden connections can impact nations. Ministers connect you to spiritual growth, parents to personal development, and bosses to provision. When disrespected, they exit your life. Time, like relationships, is a divine gift. The prosperous value time differently than the poor. Just as iron becomes more valuable when crafted into specialized tools, some create $10 from an hour while others create $3,000. Success depends on how you invest your daily 24 hours. You can only do what you were designed for through your unique gifts and intelligence. Design determines capability, and persistence matters only when aligned with your design. Recognizing limitations helps identify opportunities and fosters compassion. What you lack resides in others. Love unlocks their treasure. Focus on strengths rather than weaknesses, channeling tasks toward your capabilities and away from limitations. Don't discard faithful people because of their flaws. An assignment requires an anointing, divine power that removes burdens or destroys bondage. Different assignments need specific anointings. Leadership enables love. Administrative creates order. Healing releases health. Wisdom illuminates, and prophetic reveals divine will. Two tragedies exist. Many never experience joy by failing to recognize their anointing, and many miss miracles by not respecting others' anointings. The anointing grows with dependence on God. The Bible remains the ultimate success handbook. Though establishing a daily reading habit is challenging, it produces the changes your heart desires.